love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband, still trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm still in love with you very much. Just a quick bit of humor to start things off. Came up with a line that I thought I really liked. Is using the PCR test to know if you have COVID-19 like using a Joel Osteen book to know the Lord? I just thought, you know, that just struck me as humorous because, you know, anyway, the PCR test is useless and so are books and Joel Osteen. But anyway, I thought that was remarkably humorous. I've been trying to, I did send out another stack of DVDs today. So besides the ones that may have arrived today, or will probably arrive tomorrow, another three went out today. But the thing I also found interesting is I got two emails today that were fascinating. The one that brought me significant joy to start the morning was from someone who, I guess I won't go into details, but the one line in it, this close, now I should be able to quote it directly. He closed with, "I'm glad you're my friend." To hear those words were marvelous. Because one of the things that I've discussed with many, including with another person today, is the, there's the idea of fluff. Let's kind of, it's the idea of you don't discuss religion and politics. I do, because especially as I've matured, I can point to the fallacy of politics and point to the fact that the book that most is most belittling about religion is just the Bible. But, I think the thing that really gets to me is striving for reconciled relationships, because I've seen this. It has to be based on the truth, not warming things over, not saying let's forget about that part, but resolving things based on truth. Because I've found that those people who I've had disagreements with, who we actually engaged each other and worked things out, sought the truth, not just simply agreed to disagree, become my closest friends. I'd like that with Jim Cross. But of course, he has to use the Bible as a reference. And I'd like that with my wife. And she has the same issue. My lady, if I was just trying to just be fluffy, I would use different words. But I'm trying to love you. Ephesians 5, washing with water with the word. That's what a husband is called to do for his wife. I want to point you to scripture, obedience to Christ. And I'm sorry, the fluffy words you gave was not obedience to Christ. And I would be happy to go in detail on that. The question is how. My lady, I love you.